Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. It is so nice when you can do what you love, and I'm thrilled to have on the show the wonderful Jennifer Noel Taylor. She is an energy healing practitioner, self-help motivator, and the CEO of Quantum Touch, Inc. We're going to be talking about her work and her fantastic book, Love Incorporated, The Business of Doing What You Love. Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hi. Hello. It's great to be here.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, Jennifer, reading about your background, and you went to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, which I visited. I had an old friend's older brother went there, and I loved the area. And you studied science degree in computer science, and you minored in philosophy. But after graduation, you started feeling like, this isn't quite what I want to do, and you started feeling trapped. Tell us what you did.
I had a wonderful job, well, on paper at least, and I had what I felt like was wonderful bosses, and I worked for good companies, and I made a really nice salary, but there was a part of me that was just feeling disconnected and stressed and depressed and feeling like I was really here to be doing something, and I just wasn't doing it. And that's where I started. I was just started from this feeling of depression, and shortly into my career as a computer scientist, I received a download that my true life path was energy healing. And at that time, I had a basically thinking, well, how could I do energy healing? There's no way people get paid for that. That's impossible. So I really doubted my life path for a little bit of time until circumstances arose where I ended up running an energy healing company.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, when you said you received a download, what does that mean?
So I feel that all of us here have messages that come to us through our heart, that whatever people call it, spirit or source or God or the all that is or the universe speaks to us through, I feel, subtle whispers in our heart. And it really is urging us towards the path of our greatest service to humanity and also the path of our greatest joy. And I think many people feel that. But it's actually sometimes hard to believe.
And what did that feel like to you? I mean, is this something you'd experienced before? Or was it like, whoa, what's going on? What am I feeling? How is this happening?
I've had those subtle urges before, those subtle messages from the heart. But this one was really major. I almost felt that I was compelled to take a different path. And part of it, I feel, is born out of the feeling of depression on the wrong path. And then this, I guess I was almost feeling compelled. There was a lot of light, a lot of joy around the idea of doing energy healing. And my mind was also questioning it. It was saying, I don't know about that. That's not really practical. I think you should just stick to computer science and do the practical thing. And yet my heart was really saying, no, this is what I really want to do. And it was a battle between my mind and my heart. But eventually those urgings and the feelings of what I should be doing got stronger and stronger and stronger. It just got hard to ignore.
So what do you say to people feeling who are experiencing that battle right now between their head and their heart about what direction they want to go in their life?
I feel that for many people, when they have that battle, eventually the heart wins, and they may feel that, well, it's not practical, or I shouldn't be doing this, I have a family to support, but yet there's something that just, it'll compel you to go further, and I feel the first step is to at least just listen and acknowledge what your heart is saying, because once you do that, it'll start to guide you in a practical way. How to go and follow your heart in real life, how to make that happen in real life. And if you're open to that guidance, I feel that it'll really lead you into the path of what your heart is really wanting you to do.
You know, speaking of one's heart, you know, you talk a lot about love and the healing power of love. How do you help people discover this healing power, and how does it help them to apply that to their life? And what changes have you seen with folks? I know I just asked three questions.
That's That's a great question. That's awesome. So a lot of times I think people need a practical experience with energy. Because if we just tell them, well, you know, we believe energy healing works, people don't necessarily will believe it. But when people take our workshops, or even if people read one of our books at Quantum Touch, and they start exploring energy or being a little bit open-minded to energy and say, hey, I'm just going to experiment with it, I think that's a great place to start. And so maybe find a friend who's in pain, or find a family member who's in pain, and just a little bit of faith, a little bit of just try it out and see what happens. And I think that's how a lot of people start, maybe with just a disbelief, but willing to try. And then it's just amazing what we've seen. Actually, I just had a recent experience. I was at a restaurant with a bunch of friends, and one of the women there just had a root canal and was in a lot of pain. And she said, I'm tired of taking Advil for this. This pain's been going on for a few weeks. I need to do something different. And I said, hey, I do energy healing. Are you interested? Would you like to try it? And she said, okay, sure. And since we were at a restaurant, I decided not to do hands-on work. I did distant work. And so I basically sent that area of her mouth love. And I sat there for about 5 minutes just sending love. And she started to feel things, and her eyes lit up, and she said, wow, the pain's going away. And I said, well, let me continue. And I continued, and then a few minutes later, the pain was gone, and she was really grateful and amazed. And then even after dinner, the pain was gone. And then a few days later, I checked in with her, and the pain was still gone. So I was feeling, it's just wonderful to be able to help a friend, and just sometimes it's just great to just to try.
That is so fascinating. Now, I'm assuming someone has to be trained in this in Reiki. I know that you went to the International Professional School of Bodywork at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur and the Maui Academy of Healing Arts. Because I'm wondering if, for me who hasn't had any training or experience, if I tried to do that for a friend, it might make them feel better because I'm trying to help them, but would it actually work? Do you see what I'm saying? Because I don't have that kind of training.
Right. Well, the training that we teach at Quantum Touch, it's very simple. It's just a two-day workshop, or you can even learn it from reading our book. But I feel that love, even if you have no training, your love, your innate love is so powerful that if you just send people love or prayers, a lot of people send prayers, that it actually is very powerful, that we're just innately wired to send love, which is beautiful.
That really is beautiful. You know, we only have about a minute and a half left. Tell us about Quantum Touch, how we take these workshops.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So we have a whole website, quantumtouch.com, and it lists all our workshops. And we have a lot of information on energy healing and the results of energy healing. And then if people are interested in what I call the combining spirituality and business, my website on my book is www.loveincorporatedthebook.com. And I hope you get a chance to check it out.
Yeah, I think it's so lovely what you're doing. And your friend must have been so happy to be able to smile without having any pain in her mouth.
It was just such a beautiful moment. And it was so beautiful. And I just love seeing people smile and be out of pain. And that's why I do what I do. It's just so wonderful. And I really appreciate your support. So much. Thank you. Of course.
Oh, Andrea is going to be so sad. You'll have to come back. She loves talking about energy healing. So you'll definitely return here on Naturally Savvy. In the meantime, people, you can follow Jennifer at Jen Noel Taylor and at Quantum Touch on Twitter. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can also listen on iHeartTalk and iTunes. You can go back to Radio MD and download any podcast you want. Take them on the go. There's also so many other great shows. I often listen to lots of the other shows while I'm walking in the woods. I encourage you to do the same. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care and stay well.